particularly for Scotland and Northern Ireland. Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Friday the 27th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Northwood Sierra, Fitzroy, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low southwest Iceland 970, expected 100 miles east of Iceland 982 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, Northwood Sierra. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Southward Sierra. Southerly 4 to 6, veering westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s Cromarty, 4th Tyne Dogger. West or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Southwest, veering west or northwest later, 4 to 6, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later in the north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, west or northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later, squally showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest veering northwest later 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later, squally showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest becoming cyclonic later, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in Faroes. Squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly becoming cyclonic, then northerly later, 7 to severe gale 9. Squally wintry showers, poor, becoming occasionally moderate. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West by north 4, 5 miles, 1,012, now falling. Stornoway, southwest 5, slight rain, 11 miles, 1,007, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 5, mist, 3 miles, 1,002, now rising. Lucas, southwest 2, 27 miles, 1,009, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1,015, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 5, 11 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 11 miles, 1,022. Jersey, northwest by west 3, 14 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 4, 1,023. Scilly Automatic, west-southwest 4, 5 miles, 1,023, falling more slowly. Valentia, northwest 2, slight showers, 5 miles, 1,019, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 5, rain, 1.5 miles, 1,014, falling. And Malin Head, west 4, 5 miles, 1,014, steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: an Atlantic frontal system to the west of the United Kingdom moves southeastwards, bringing strong winds and to most waters during Friday, and gales or severe gales are expected at times across far northwestern areas, winds easing through Saturday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney: south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Cape Wrath. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed: west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, moderate or good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby: south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point: southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain until later, good, occasionally moderate until later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland: southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill: southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in the east. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis: southwest, veering northwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly: west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel: west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel: southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain and drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway: west or northwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain and drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man: northwest 3 or 4, backing west 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain then showers, moderate or good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch: westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Occasionally gale 8 later in the north. Showers, squally later, moderate or good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel: westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, veering northwest later. Showers, squally later, moderate or good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point: west or northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath: southwest, veering west or northwest later 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Squally showers, wintry later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, the Shetland Isles: west or southwest 6 to gale 8. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. We'll join Farming Today in a couple of minutes, but first it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Fleur Dorrell.
Good morning. Since childhood, I've enjoyed watching and being in plays. As one of six girls, we formed a small drama group at many of our family celebrations. My eldest sister is brilliant at writing and directing scripts, from comedy to tragedy, pantomime to nativity. I've been everything from Cleopatra to Hamlet, the back end of a donkey to a dying swan. Today is World Theatre Day, established in 1961 by the International Theatre Institute as an annual global celebration. It promotes the art of theatre, its cultural significance, and its power to unite people across the world. While the origins of theatre go back to ancient Greece over 2,500 years ago, this form of art continues to develop and challenge us, as it narrates and observes the tiny details of our shared existence, and grapples with the grand themes of living and dying. Whether we go to the theatre or not, life with all its absurdities, contradictions, and richness can sometimes feel like a soap opera, played out over a series of acts and scenes, entrances and exits. When the curtain closes, the clapping is done, we might ask ourselves, what part did we play? What was our role? Did we prefer the limelight, the interval, or the wings? And if we were given just one more chance to act, what lines would we now want to say? I pray that in life, as in a play, we may work together, not outdoing one another, but collaborating behind the scenes or centre stage, so that each of us will know and value our